Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, ooh.
Why I keep hearing footsteps, baby,
to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. Can I play? Can I play? Can I play? Can I play? You know how we do. Every Sunday at 2:30, we come through here and represent. You know what I mean? We discuss life, love, everything in between. We try to, you know, impart a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of wisdom, and have a little bit of fun, play some music, you know. Today's show, as always, you know, the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com, you know how we do. Come to represent, check out the music, check out the books. Also, you know, on a personal note, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come grab a copy of the book or pre-order your copy of the new book. Who is she and what is she to you about? Without any further delay, the usual suspects are here. Lady Joy, what's good?
Hey, how's it going? Just trying to stay out of this hot weather. You know,
oh,
it's about
man.
111 degrees outside.
Yeah, you know, got the AC and the fans going, but it's not only here, all up and down the the East Coast. I heard about the heat waves, so to all you folks out there in like Atlanta, we're out here off the chains right now because, you know, we got heat, but they got heat and humidity. I feel
for you. Oh, my goodness. Calling
you know
all
I mean?
Natrols.
and before I get to stepping on his toes, excuse me, sir. Hello, the world famous K. Duty.
Yes, sir, in effect, live and in color.
All righty then.
You know how we do. We represent on the show today. Today's show is either me or your insecurities, but something has got to give. That's a hot one right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's definitely a hot one right there. You know what I mean? That's why we started off with Footsteps in the Dark. I want to send a shout-out to the Isley Brothers. Hold your head, Ronald Isley. Hold your head, brother. You know what I'm saying? I know you're still on lock.
No, nope, I heard he got out.
He got out?
I heard he's out now.
Well, then, welcome home, brother. I'll change the message. Welcome
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes going to take your cell.
Okay.
But anyway, you know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. A lot of times we with people who constantly keep hearing blasted footsteps in the dark, and you tell them ain't nobody there. But they keep insisting, somebody there. Somebody want my position. And you're like, well, it must be you, your damn shadow, and your imagination.
And your damn self.
And your damn self, because ain't nobody there. But no matter what you tell them, you still come back to the same conversation. I know there's somebody. And you're like, until you got proof, keep talking to your imagination.
And yourself.
And yourself. You're right. So that's what we're talking about today. Something got to give. It's either me or your damn insecurities, but something needs to go. Lady Joy,
right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm ready to get this party started, okay? So, if you got insecurities, that's something you're going to have to work on yourself. Nobody else can do it for you, you know? And if you're in a relationship with somebody that's got that problem and they can't seem to let go, step. Okay, because there's somebody out there on your level that might have insecurities. We all have our insecurities, but it's the way you handle it, you know. And if you can't handle it the way it's supposed to be done, and you putting off your insecurities on somebody else, that's not good for neither one of y'all. So if you're in a relationship like that and you're about tired of that dumb shit, walk away. Keep it moving. There's somebody out there for everybody. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen for the damn choir. Hey, Diddy. I thought he was.
He's probably playing hide and seek. You know how he do.
But I know that he's out and about trying to handle some business right now. So we're going to roll on with that. And that's what the good folks, you know, we're going to jump on the whole Twitter situation in a moment. We're going to jump on the chat room in a moment. But, you know, that's how we're kicking off the show today.
You know, I love my Twitter, Cody. So bring it, y'all.
So Cody, get at us, you know what I mean? Hey, did you back your house? Yes, sir.
You're talking about people
that's going on in the background, KD. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you're talking about insecurities. I think people need to define what their insecurities are first. There's a whole lot of different ways it's an insecure.
Yep.
You know? It ain't all the way.
Well, you know, go ahead, brother.
It's not all the time about the next person or your significant other. You know, it could just be about your own personal issues that's the cause of your insecurity. You know, you might need to lose some weight. You might need to exercise. You might need to stop being jealous. It's a whole lot of different reasons that people are insecure. You know, half the time, other people can't fix your insecurities. A lot of times, they're individual and personal.
That's what we were just saying. If you're with somebody, you're in a relationship with somebody that got it like that, you need to stop because that's not good for you or them. You know, because they're going to bring you down. They're going to bring you down because they're down. And misery loves company.
That's one of them, the old cliches that I firmly believe in. Misery loves the whole world of company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't fight with somebody's imagination. I can't fight with your insecurities every day, all day, because that ain't going to leave no room for me to fight my own battles. And sometimes in a relationship, that's where we get lost. Because I cannot consistently keep fighting your imagination, your insecurities. Because we're coming back to the same conversation, like the song says. You keep hearing footsteps in the dark, and I'm telling you ain't nothing and nobody there. And you telling me what you done heard because you done convinced yourself. How can I fight that? And every day we got to talk about your imagination. But when I tell you that, you say, oh, I'm talking to you like you're stupid. No, we are talking about your imagination. A figment of your imagination, because there ain't nothing there. And you keep telling me something is dead, I'm fighting against you in your mind, and I can't do that. That's a losing
battle. You'll lose every time.
That's a losing doggone battle, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for the good folks out there, you know, stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back with you. Take it nice and slow, Mr. Freddie Jackson.
We're gonna take it nice and slow. Line.
Yes, indeed, nice and slow, steady as we go. My man Freddie Jackson said it best. You know what? Sometimes you got to take it nice and slow in a relationship when we're trying to build something, because sometimes you got to get into a person's mind and their character to understand what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? Today's show, it's either me or your insecurities, but something has got to give. Woo! And sometimes you're trying to build something, but, you know, the more you try to build is the more the person that's around you is looking for a reason to destroy. So I'm pushing and you pulling. I'm saying yes, you saying no. I'm saying no, you saying yes. And we can't get through because the insecurities are just too strong. You know what I'm saying? Sweet D, I see you in the chat room, girl. What's happening? You know what I mean? Lady Joy, you with me?
I'm here, baby.
All right, Sweet D said to say, what's up, Lady Joy?
Tell her I said, hey, I'm in here multitasking. I'm cooking dinner while I'm doing my show.
All right.
I was thinking about that, you know.
The calling number, 646-929-2870. If you want to join us, you can jump on the line. You can jump in the chat room. You can hit us on the Twitter. You know what I mean? Insecurities put up a barrier in between the progress of a relationship. We getting deep today. Sweet, I see you. What's good? Sweet D said to tell you she smell what you cooking, baby. Smell what you cooking.
Always. That's what us divas do. We multitask.
All right. She said, good. Let me let my man K. Diddy back up in here. K. Diddy, what's happening, brother?
I was just wondering if she ain't telling nobody what they're cooking, she ain't sharing why she's telling people.
I'll tell you what
I'm cooking. Oh, what you making, baby, in the kitchen? What you cooking, Lady Joy?
All right. I got some black eyed peas and rice, cornbread, pickled okra, sauteed chicken breasts. And for dessert, I'm doing some chilled fruit bowls.
No, that sounds like the kind of meal that can keep them a relationship together. Because a nigga be hungry like, get to hell with my security. I ain't leaving that cooking.
That's what I do, see.
I just want to know how come we ain't never been invited over, Tony.
Y'all always
put it out there, then. Put it out there.
You're always welcome. Y'all don't invite me nowhere.
Yeah, well, you need to stop lying because your horn's going to grow if you keep that one up.
You invite me out to work, bruh, okay?
Yeah, we already had a family conversation this morning, but I'm going to say it again since you're kind of slow. Family don't get invited, only strangers.
I'm slow, you said?
I say it again. Family don't get invited, only strangers.
All right then, so why are you tripping? You family.
Because you talk about you ain't been invited. Well, probably because what?
Because you ain't said come over and get some food.
Again, I'll say to you, I said since you're kind
of
slow.
First of all, it's the same.
Family don't get invited, only strangers.
Okay. I heard you the first 92 times, bruh.
Well, I'm just trying to make
sure.
Bottom
line is, you just said we ain't been asked to come over. Okay, you know where I'm at, so.
All right, no problem. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
We can nip this shit in the bud right here, right now. 4:30, we know where we're going to meet up, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so now that said, we can go on with the show. Just make sure that you have enough iced tea and stuff for me and Tony, because we like iced tea. All right.
Bring
your
own.
We iced tea kind of guys.
What do you mean, bring your own?
Because I'm not making iced tea.
What you making?
Y'all gonna just come empty-handed like that, and I'm up in here in this hot ass kitchen.
Didn't I just
saving all
what? That's how family roll. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, roll with some iced tea, bruh.
All right, we'll bring some next week.
Well, you'll eat next week.
Anyway, see how you are.
Hey, Sweet D wants to throw something out there. She says pertaining to the topic of the show. She said you have to ask the partner the question, what's really going on? And you got to make a choice because, you know, it is true. There's a choice involved here because there's only so much human beings we're designed to take.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can't just keep piling up the bullshit based upon things that you think you know and don't know things. I can understand if you caught a person cheating before. I can understand if, you know what I mean, you'll see all the correct signs of cheating. Or whatever your insecurity is, or, you know, you done got a little bit too big and your partner looking at the next person or whatever it is. But if what's going on is a proven fact that it's inside your head, only you can fight that battle. Because
exactly.
I can't get inside your head to fix what the hell's going on in there. I can only suggest. I can only try to reassure. I can only try to, you know, let my actions speak louder than my words. But if all the words coming out of your mouth is insecurities and stuff, one of us got to go out the front door. So you got a choice to make. It's me or your damn imagination.
That's for sure. And it's a shame that there's that type of thing that's in a relationship. But you got to look at the person, too, their background. No telling what they've come, where they've come from and what they've been through. But you need to recognize, you know, early on in a relationship that, you know, something is not right here. And sometimes it might take longer. You know, they could have just developed, something could have triggered them to develop that. You know, something could have happened way in their past, and now it's coming back to the front, you know.
That's why a test drive is so important, because if everything don't work, leave that shit on the lot.
You're
right about that in some ways, you know. But you never know, you know. It could be, you could drive it off the lot and it'd be like a brand new car, you know. But after about a year, two, or four, you know, things could start falling apart for any type of reason. Could have had old parts up in there that you didn't know about.
And that is the gospel truth, ladies
you
and
know?
Gentlemen. You know what I mean? 646-929-2870 calling number. To my folks in the chat room, I see you. To my folks on the switchboard, I see you. To the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com, this one is for you. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
La la la, la 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 la. Yo, baby, I just need more of you. La 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 la, baby. Ooh, it's early in the morning and I'm feeling, baby, for you. Ooh, baby. Even though late that night. Did those things that lovers do? Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and say, la la la. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming, me and you. I can't seem to get off my mind what we did late last night and this morning too. Ooh, 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 baby. But I have one more request, just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Get up work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day, make it la la la, la 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 la. Hey baby, you make me sing la la la.
www.worldmovement.com. You know what I mean? We asking a question today on Can a Player Play? You know what I mean?
Tony.
It's not even a question. Yeah.
I have a request for K. Diddy. K. Diddy, if you could email me that, I'm going to see if I can get that played on the air because that's off the chain right there.
Oh, you like that right there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear that request, sir? He must be out there.
Hello.
I'll get him later. But I need that, because that's off the chain, and that needs to be heard out there, you know. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen from the choir. That's my man Q Harper right there. He definitely put it down on that one. That was real grown. Y'all know what we're doing up in here. It's either me or your insecurities, but something has got to give or go. Let me jump in the chat room, see what's happening over here in the chat room. Hold on. Ooh, a whole lot jumping off over here in the chat room.
Bring it!
Okay. Sweet D Love says, sometimes the other party got to show and prove that the insecurity that the other person's feeling is not maintained in their imagination. And if you have feeling for that person, ask the man upstairs how best to get through to them if you feeling them like that. Damn. Sweet, you just going. Don't be so harsh. Truly show that you love requires ease into our lives, not difficulty. Life and relationships is a challenge. Oof. How are you going to know if you're standing next to the... hold on, she's still going. How are you going to know if you're standing next to the right one just because there's some rough edges? They may truly be a diamond in the rough. Yeah, all of that sounds fine and dandy, sweet, and I agree with most of that. Matter of fact, I pretty much agree with all of that, but it still begs the question, how far of the mountain you going to have to climb before the person gets through to them that I'm working with you and you working with me? Because, you know, you're not questioning their heart. You're questioning their damn imagination and their insecurities.
Yeah, and I've seen many relationships break up because of what somebody thought the other person was doing, and with nothing going on, you know. And it was just a waste. The other person got tired of being accused about doing stuff that they weren't doing, and it failed.
Hold on, we got somebody else trying to jump in the conversation here. 358, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's just me.
Oh, that's you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Said it's just me, but welcome to the show anyway. What's good?
Yeah, what is Dr. K Diddy? I just thought I'd come back on another line, you know what I'm saying, because y'all was ignoring me for a minute.
We were asking where you were at, dude.
Got issues. I swear you got
a whole
issues.
Bunch of issues.
Well, then, go on and put your request in, Joy, so he can get the message.
Hey, Diddy, that song by Harper, was it? Can you please send me...
Yes, Q Harper.
Yeah, can you please send me a copy of that, and I'll get it played on the air. That's nice.
Hell no, you ain't played none of the other stuff I didn't send you on the air yet.
Okay, fine, okay? It's not like I didn't try. This one will work, okay? I'm trying to help you out, bruh, and you two over here give me a hard time?
Absolutely, that's my job.
Don't let me have to come find your monkey ass, all right?
Come find me. Get up, like,
whatever.
Damn.
Anyway.
Sweet is on a roll up in the chat room.
What's she saying? What my girl saying?
She's saying that how far have you climbed, though? You know what I mean? Then she's like, it's a nice song. Yes, it was a nice song. That's Q Harper. Brought to you by the good folks over there, World Movement Records. K. Diddy can give y'all more information than that. And Sweet B said, give it to him, Lady Joy. Let him know what's good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help his ass out. He up in here tripping and shit, you know?
It's not like
I didn't try with the other stuff that you sent me. It's not always
Try. Let me see. Try. How do we eat off try?
You know what?
I'll stop.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got
I'll see
something you can
going.
Eat off of. Okay. What?
Try harder.
Anyway.
I mean? As a matter of fact, you know what I mean. So Q Harper, good folks, check them out. You know what I mean. Holler at the folks over there, World Movement. It's even military insecurities, but something has got to give. And I was asking the question, how much time and effort do you got to put in before somebody gets the point that we're trying to work this? And if I'm trying to work this and you're trying to work this, and every time I keep coming back, Sweet D is in the chat room rolling at y'all, by the way. She's y'all crazy. But
Tony, getting back to what D said, you know, you can have a diamond in the rough, and you can. You really can. But, I mean, like, after a while, you know, you're going to keep climbing and climbing, and you're going to be like, well, damn, where's the top, you know, if it's not working? You know what I'm saying? And you could have a diamond in the rough, but after a minute, you're going to be like, your legs going to get tired of climbing up that hill trying to see where it's at. You heard me?
Amen. I'll give you an amen on that, sister.
Okay, and I agree wholeheartedly with what she said, but, you know, not everybody is always willing to take that 1,500-mile hike.
And sometimes it's a damn, but how much damn? How far the damn hike got to go?
Mm-hmm.
That becomes the question, you know what I mean? Do we got to go around the world and back?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, you know, I agree with her, but some people just get tired after a while. You know, here you accusing me because of your imagination or something, somebody done told you, you ain't seen me do jack. But you're still accusing me. What up with that? I'm tired of this shit. I'm out. And that's how it is sometimes.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, damn. Carly Montana 23 on Twitter. I can't repeat some of what you're saying, but I'm going to say the politically correct version of it. Carly Montana 23 says everybody wants to have sex, but don't nobody want to deal with the responsibility after we done have sex, because it takes work for a relationship. So I need my relationship before I be sexing you.
Heard that.
That kind of makes
Heard
sense. I'll take that off. That's off Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Well, I love my Twitter.
Hold on. We got somebody one private calling in. Let me let him up in here. Hold on. Caller, block caller, 111. You're on with us.
It's all kicking in the phone.
Hello?
What the hell was that?
Hello? I have no idea what that was. I think
they
said that's how we...
They need to quit smoking.
I think they said that's how we kick it in the phone. I don't know.
Okay. Well, keep kicking it over there. Okay. All right. Over there in cell block 9, okay?
Okay, hold on. Sweet B says, are they in communication where there is no cracks in the concrete? Well, I guess she means in a relationship. Are they sitting down and figuring some things out? Is that what you mean, Sweet? And are they giving them reason at all? Are they just being mean? I don't know. I don't know. There's a whole lot of questions.
Yeah, and you know, it's like I said, it depends on the couple. It depends on the individual. You know, you never know a person's background, what they've gone through and what they're still going through. Sometimes they might keep that from you, you know, to hide what's really going on, thinking maybe you could fix them.
And that's the hardest thing to do. You can't fix nobody. They got to fix themselves.
Exactly.
Hey, Diddy, are you on with us, sir?
Hey,
Diddy, I see you right. Hello?
Hey, there he goes tripping again.
Oh, we're going to go on and mute you again.
Let's keep it moving.
Get back to us. We're going to keep it moving. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot of questions, and questions require answers, and that's what we're talking about up on the air today. It's either me or your insecurities, but something got to give. Somebody got to go. So what choice are you going to make, your imagination or the person that you claim that you love? Stick and stay. Don't move. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We going to come right back to you.
from the decade that brought you The Chronic, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and 4, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. The hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock rocks and stuff with my Afro-Punk.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide TMA.
I can move.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's the question. You going to let your lifetime pass you by and be in a miserable relationship for two or three or four? Or you going to work on a good relationship? Are you going to hold your insecurities in check and your imagination so we can make this thing work? Am I going to try to be the best man I can be to you? And are you going to try to be the best woman you can be to me? We have a guest holding. My folks from the 718, what's good? Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. Sweet D, love is in the building.
Holler.
Hey, girl.
How you doing there, Mamacita?
I'm fine. How are you, darling?
I'm wonderful in New York City and in Canarsie. I'm hanging out at my girl G's house. You know, we enjoying eating some food, and I said, let me just chime in over here with you all. And yeah, this is a very good subject. Absolutely, you know, making the choice between insecurity and relationship. You know, because, like, I'm not sure who said it just a little bit ago, but, you know, knowing what each one has gone through. And you know, a relationship is not easy, Pretty Tony. You know, when you've been in a relationship, and you've been in relationships as we all have, some relationships are a month long, some of them are 10 years, 17, 20 years long, you know. And according to that relationship, sometimes, you know, we do bring with us not even the baggage, but some of the feelings and some of, you know, some red flags sometimes go up, and that becomes an insecurity. So, you know, before it goes any further as far as, you know, like really delving into a relationship as it is, you know, folks got to get to know one another and know why, become their friend first, you know, so that, you know, maybe you can help them through a situation, not change them, but help them through a situation. And then, you know, then the next step would be to take it further into, you know, that next step of relationship. But it should begin with, you know, holding hands and walking through the park and finding out, you know, what was in the dark that needs to come to the light so that you can make it right.
You are so right, girl. Be
I
friends.
I think K. Diddy's back with us. K. Diddy Esquire, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. We got Sweetly Love on loud, and she came in to bless us with some inspiration. And you hear her talking. I didn't want to miss out on the wonderful Sweetly.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Sweet?
How you doing, K-City?
I don't know. Just trying to differentiate the relationship versus the drama. Some people that never even had a real relationship. All they ever had was drama.
And never know the difference.
Maybe they never really had anyone to held their hand that walked and talked with them, you know, but just wanted to just get right into it. So they missed some parts of it. And because of that, you know, the insecurities just flared up as opposed to the relationship, the talking part, the conversations, you know.
What happens when you hold somebody's hand so much till you don't empower them, you make them weak?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're beginning in a relationship with someone and you say, I think I want to take this another step further. But before that can get there, you know, there should be a friendship. There should be where, because I heard last week, you know, you all talked about marriage and best friends forever, you know, where, you know, your best friends forever, you've walked with them, you tell them this, you tell them your secrets, you know, and what's innermost in your heart, and, you know, and they give you back, you know, certain advice and or opinion or whatever it may be, you know, but they give you of their heart because they are your best friend. So now if you're going to be in relationship with someone, then that begins like that, where you're beginning to talk about things, you know, and you're beginning to relate to one another and saying, well, I see a situation here, you know, that looks like, wow, that person's been hurt a little, you know, so maybe we could talk about that, or allow them to just express their feelings, because, you know, sometimes it's like that where you just have to let them just vent until it comes all out, and then it's not, it doesn't become, it's no longer an insecurity, you know, but that can be pushed aside now, because now we can move on to the next level of relationship, you know. But if you don't have that, it's not about holding their hands so much till, you know, your hands fall off. No, we're not talking about that. But, you know, if you have, again, if you have any feeling for that person, you'll begin it in friendship and not in trying to, you know, get into, you know, the bed or the wallets or the whatever it may be, but to get into their heart and to see what's going on up in there, get up in their head and see what's going on in there. You know, hey, become that doctor for a minute. It won't hurt. It doesn't hurt. And then you can see whether it's going to be just a friendship or a love relationship.
But, you know, what happens sometimes?
Sweet D,
sometimes,
baby.
You know,
I'm not just D, Lady Joy. I'm Sweet D, please. Thank
Sweet
you
D,
very
baby.
Much.
Okay,
you,
Sweet D. There well, you know what? Sometimes, when two people meet, you know, it's the physical that they see.
Mm-hmm,
and,
true.
You know, and they jump right into that. They might be friends for maybe a week or two or a month or whatever, and then they jump right into it. And then, you know, that changes things, too. You know, I can say, you know, what you said about the friendship is great. Me and my husband, we started off being friends. And we would double date with other people and call each other up later on, talk about jacked up dates we had. And we were friends for years. We've been together about 20 years now. So I see where you're coming from with that. But there's a lot of times, you know, when you see that physical and you're attracted to it, you know, and it might work for a minute. And then it might not, you know.
But that's
you still don't get to know that person.
That becomes the error, because
mm-hmm.
then now it was just a physical attraction, and you never, you know, and you never went any further as far as, you know, really getting to know that person, getting into
right.
the mind of them, you know, undressing their mind as opposed to undressing their body, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I mean,
mm-hmm.
it does make a difference, and then, you know, then that's when the insecurities really do flare up, because, you know, something went wrong somewhere.
Yep.
Yo, I gotta say something, ladies, and this is for the fellas out there, and this is also for the ladies. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with somebody, you gotta go back a little bit. When you're fighting a battle of imagination, when you're fighting a battle of insecurity, you gotta equip yourself mentally to go back to be like, okay, something happened somewhere, and we need to identify. And you gotta make sure this person is worth it, by the way. You're gonna do this with just no average, you know what I'm saying? If this
right,
is somebody
right.
you're really digging and you're really trying to build something with, and there's just this constant interference, you got to go back and be like, we got to identify the source of this problem, because something triggered this. Was it that
yeah.
your daddy didn't give you enough love? Or is it that, you know, you got abandonment issues? You got infidelity issues? What issue we dealing with here? If I know for a fact, we arguing about crap that ain't got nothing to do with me. It's coming from somewhere. So you got to go back a little bit, but you got to make sure you're mentally equipped, because what you might go back and find out might mess you up.
Hmm.
You know, the person could have been to a victim of abuse, male or female, because both men and women get raped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure I throw that out there. So, you know, there's a lot of work to do. It comes down to work. But, hey, it's either me, and it also comes down to this question. It's either me or your insecurities, but something got to give. That's just
yeah.
the reality of it all. You know what I mean? Because a brother mm-hmm. or a sister can engage. You know what I mean? We're only on this earth for a limited amount of time.
So a brother and a sister
can't sit up every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, arguing with your damn insecurities and your imagination. So you need
that's
to look
how, that's
who you
how we
get
gotta
into
get it
talk.
Right. That's how we gotta get it right. You know, gotta get it right. You know. If you really think that this could go somewhere, you know, then, you know, maybe it should be a back, not maybe, because maybe doesn't exist in the universal order of things. It's factual. You know, go back a drop, you know, and say, okay, well, you know, let's rewind a little here. Let's rewind a little, you know, and really get to know one another. talk with one another and just talk about things, you know, forget about, you know, all of the problems that we may be going through or whatever, but just talk about things, you know, what do you feel about this or da 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 da. And then this way you get to, you know, to hear their mind, so then you know, where you're taking them. It's like, wow, okay, yeah, now I see why I was really attracted, and it wasn't so much, you know, the physical, but there was something else there. So, you know, you might need to take it back a drop, you know, rewind a little, if you feel that it's worth it. If not, then, you know, jump off that boat. Make sure that there's a life raft waiting, though. You don't want to drown.
You're right,
absolutely,
girl. You are right.
But ladies and gentlemen, we've been having such a blast, but we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. We want to thank Sweet D Love for chiming in with her words of wisdom. We love it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Y'all know where to find us every Sunday, 2:30, right here, Can't Play a Play. Tell us, come back and join us. You know, you can hit us up. Lady George, throw your email out there where the good folks can hit you up at, but we're down to the last minute.
You can email me at exquisitenews, EXQUISITENEWS, at AOL.com, or hit me up on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawnJoy.
Absolutely. And you know where to find me and K. Diddy, www.worldmovement.com. Come check out the music. Come check out what we got going on. Get your copy of the book. Or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. You know what I mean? My man Jay-Z gonna say it. Take us up out of here. Come back, y'all. And holla when you see me. You know what I'm saying? Holla when you see me.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, so now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view, cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, almost.